For some unknown reason, his eyelids began feeling heavy, and he had put aside the breakfast tray when a sudden flash of sunlight shimmered on the sword blade. Skipper blinked at the spots of gold and silver dancing across his vision. Martin seemed to be staring at him from his tapestry. A voice, warm and distant, echoed around the room. The otter was not sure whether it was actually a real sound or something inside his mind.
Look to the summer. Watch for the maid, a young running slave who will hold my blade.
Time stood still for Skipper. The sunspots diminished and mist swirled slowly before his eyes.
Hello there, big fellow. Not like you to be taking a nap this early in the day.
Skipper shook his head, coming back to reality at the sight of Abbot Epidemus standing over him.
What? Good morning, Father Abbot.
Epidemus looked around at Great Hall.
Wonderfully calm in here, isn't it? I join you, only 'tis too much effort sitting down there and having to heave oneself up again. Pity I'm not as fit as you, Skip.
The otter rubbed his eyes and stood up, respectfully allowing the abbot to lean on his paw. He supported the old mouse as they walked toward the door, listening to what the good creature had to say.
Cavern holes like a battleground at breakfast time, far too noisy, between Dibbons squeaking and scrambling about, and every other beast shouting about going on a treasure hunt. Oh, dear, it was all too much for me. Let's take a stroll down to the gatehouse. Malbon and Cricolas are taking their breakfast quietly there, sensible creatures.
Skipper walked along in silence with the abbot, trying hard to remember what it was he had wanted to tell him. But the otter's mind was a blank for the present. Shining dust motes, like tiny slow-motion fireflies, swirled gracefully around the piled-up mass of parchments, scrolls, and old volumes on the desk inside the gatehouse. Malbon Grimp and Criculus the gatekeeper both had quill pens behind their ears. The quaint pair munched on warm damson scones and sipped elderbark tea as they sorted through the jumble. Criculus moved a pile of scrolls from an armchair and allowed Skipper to plump the abbot down in it, causing more dust to rise. The ancient shrew peered over his rock crystal spectacles at them both.
Good morning to you both. What brings you here to this dusty dungeon on such a fine day, eh?
Epidemus placed both paws in his wide habit sleeves.
This so-called treasure hunt. I want your opinion and advice as to such a fanciful venture.
Malbon, a normally placid mouse, became quite animated. She waved her paws about in excitement.
Oh, it's a must. We've just got to go. Can't you see? Treasure or no, Brockall must be rediscovered.